You're listening to SBS News.
Virgin Australia has announced its rescue plan to steer itself back from the brink of collapse. About 3,000 jobs will be cut under a trimmed-down vision of the carrier, which has been hit by the COVID-19 pandemic. Virgin CEO Paul Scurrah says it's been a hard day for the airline.
So it is a hard day in summary and conclusion. It's a hard day for 3,000 of our staff. It is our intention to get back to about 8,000 staff once we see the sort of demand we saw before going into COVID.
While a third of its workforce will be cut, 6,000 staff will retain their jobs. But its budget airline, Tiger Air, will be discontinued, and Virgin will streamline its fleet, focusing on domestic and short-haul international travel. Long-haul international flights will be suspended until the global travel market recovers, which Mr. Scurrah says could be years away.
It is going to be a tough period as we go through pandemic. So it is very important that we establish a balance sheet and a business that is resilient to get through and to come out a very strong competitor on the other side.
Qantas announced in June it would cut 6,000 jobs as part of its COVID recovery plan. Michael Kane from the Transport Workers Union says it's another devastating day for the industry.
Yet another day of devastation in aviation. Our thoughts today foremost, but also our every strenuous effort and support are with those workers and their families.
The COVID-19 pandemic sent Australia's second biggest airline into voluntary administration in April, carrying debts of around $7 billion. United States private equity firm Bain Capital is expected to officially become the new owners when the sale is voted on later this month. The airline says affected staff will be offered redundancies, and those who remain stood down due to travel restrictions will continue to receive JobKeeper payments. Industry experts say the changes, while drastic, are necessary in the current climate. Professor Doug Drury is an aviation expert from the University of South Australia.
Every airline is feeling this. Europe, Asia, the United States, and here in Australia, as we know, Qantas and Virgin both. I think our global economies have to have the aviation sector in a strong environment to help build business back up.
Virgin says all travel credits and Velocity frequent flyer points will be carried forward. The airline hasn't ruled out relaunching another low-cost carrier in the future if the market can support it. Nakari Thorpe, SBS News.